Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
Our next interview is here, though. Hi.
Hi.
Here, can you move the mic just a little bit higher? Yep, there you
like
go.
This? Okay. Yep.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Hi, I'm Luis. I'm from Brazil. I'm a CEO of Lixo Verde. That means green waste.
Okay.
And Lixo Verde, we intend to clean up the nature, get the waste out of the nature.
And how do you do that?
We have a project and we have a reactor. We developed a pyrolysis reactor, which means we get the waste, we collect the waste. Well, mainly here we are talking about tires. We collect old tires from the nature or from the stores, the body shop stores, supermarket, everything. And we bring in our plant, we shop the old tires, we take out the steel, okay, then we send to the reactor. There is a chemical reaction inside the chamber, but the chamber, there is no oxygen, so there is no combustion inside. What comes out from the chamber is like a gas, very potent gas, and carbon black. It's like this. It's a powder black made, we just press it, okay? It's a powder carbon, 8% of carbon.
Okay.
Then it goes back to the industry to make another rubber.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the gas we use to make energy.
And this is a piece of, like, would this be, like, the whole tire? Or?
Yeah, 100% of the tire is harnessed, okay?
Okay.
We send the powder black and the chopped steel to the industry to be recycled. And the gas we send to the power generator engine to make renewable energy.
Okay.
That's what we do.
And are these generators part of you guys, or is this like a partner?
Yeah, it's like a partner.
Okay.
You have three partners, good partners.
So your job is to go and grab these wasteful materials and then convert it so that it can be sent to the generator?
Yeah, yeah. But the whole plant contains everything.
Wow. Such as what?
Such as since the balance to weigh the trucks, how many old tires are coming in the plant.
Right.
And all the process to chop the tires, to get out the steel, the reactors and the generators, everything is inside the plant. It's a whole package, the whole solution.
Okay. Right. And you guys focus on tires?
Yeah. Right now we are focused on tires. The next step will be waste.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. We can do it with plastic also. We can blend old tires with plastic. Everything that comes from petroleum, we can do the same.
And what can you do with this? After you convert it and everything, it goes to the generator. Okay. You get that. What do you do with that?
This contains 82% of pure carbon. And right now, it's used to make another rubber.
So you just send it back to plants, and then they make more rubber out of it. Tires or whatever.
Whatever. In the tire, 28% is made of this.
Okay.
Carbon. Okay. That's what we do. We want to clean up the nature.
So you just take... Right now, the focus is tires, but you take all of these old tires and then we just make different things out of them.
Yes.
We get petroleum, we get rubber, and then we get steel.
Yeah, everything that comes from petroleum, we do the same.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. So your business model is, are you selling that back to companies that need to use the rubber?
Yeah, any kind of rubber you can imagine contains carbon black.
Okay. And you guys are selling that, though?
We sell to the industry.
Okay.
Wow.
That's what we do. Next step, we do the same with waste. When the waste from the municipality comes in the plant, we just need to open the bags, get out steel, any kind of steel. We have machines to do that. And also, we get out the glasses, every glass. We have machines also to do that. And everything else, you can imagine, you throw in your garbage. We produce the same carbon black and gas to make energy. We are focused to make and clean and renewable energy.
Wow. Yeah. So I see you're in Alpha. So how far along in the process are we right now?
Well, we have two pilot plants in Brazil.
Okay.
Okay, and now we are combining another technology from my partner. My partner is a PhD, a scientist in plasma technology. So when we combine pyrolysis reactor and also plasma reactor, we have a more high potent gas with 35% of hydrogen.
Right.
That which is the future. I mean, the batteries, everything will contain hydrogen. That's what we do in Brazil. Now we have a plant, the project is done, and we are looking for partners to come in. We got support of our government. 80% of the plant is support financing.
Okay.
Our government. So we are looking for partners around the world.
Which is why you're here in Collision, to look for partners and make connections.
I'm willing to do the same here in the United States.
That's a really good idea.
I was wondering how you came up with this idea.
Well, you know, I was raised in the nature. My father has a house in the beach near a very beautiful river, and now everything is polluted over there. I hate to see plastics and in the ocean. You see, fish and something else with plastic inside, birds dying because they eat pieces of plastic and everything there. So it makes me really upset with that. And I'm in this business so far 8 years working, and my partner is 30 years working that.
And this idea specifically, how long ago did you guys think of this?
20 years
ago. 20 years ago?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, 20 years ago. And it's a pretty new idea. There are some competitors around the world, but in Brazil and even here, I think our technology, when you combine both technologies, pyrolysis and plasma, we are pretty in the front, I think so.
It's good.
That's what we do.
So the next stage is going to be waste. Steel, glass.
Yeah.
Do you have plans to do other things after that?
After that, we plan to go to the biomass market also.
That's
biomass
really
is huge also.
Yeah.
So what is the price points that you are trying to sell these materials for?
Well, actually we solve two problems, okay? Old tires in the nature are the quantity of the waste that goes to the landfill, because landfill, when the waste is in the landfill, it produces methane, okay? Methane is harmful to the climate, okay? It's like CO2. Is not good for the environmental. So we are willing to stop that problem. So we solve in one point the problem of the waste in the nature or in the landfill or the waste burning problem. And on the other hand, we have clean energy. So our energy is cheaper because we get paid to collect the waste, or in the case we get paid to collect old tires. And you can sell energy for a cheaper price, very, very high competitive price, okay? Now this project, a major of one city in Brazil has donated 3,000 square meter land for us to construct that. And 80% of the plant is already, we raised this money with the major, okay? So I'm waiting to get contact with someone else
really
to come
good.
In, to join the project, because you can reply this plant all over the world, and in Brazil it's a huge market to do that. We can build, to solve our problem, 600 plants like this, because it's a small plant. We need only 3 trucks of tires per day, and we can produce 5 megawatts per hour, which means you can deliver energy for 25,000 families of 3 people.
That was the next question, the time frame on how long it takes to take a truck of tires and then get the repurposed materials.
Which you mean how long time it does take to process it?
Yes.
2 minutes.
Wow.
When you chop that, 3 trucks every day comes in, and then we collect, we chop it, everything. In the reactor, this thermal reaction, it takes only 2 minutes. It's a high-performance, continuous flow reactor.
Wow.
So you did mention, and I know we talked about earlier, how we would move on to different materials as well as tires. is there a reason, like, is there anything like holding you back? Is it different to use these other materials and repurpose them?
Yeah, in the first stage, when we prepare the material, okay, we need only to reduce to 10 to 15 millimeters of size like this and control the humidity. Once you do that, the rest of the plant is equals the same process.
Okay.
Even for right. like glass or plastic,
yeah.
is that process the same or is it very different and that's why you haven't gone there yet?
Yeah, no, we do.
Okay.
We do. We have two plants in Brazil, as I said, for demonstration and tests of any kind of material.
Okay, okay. So it's testing
and
all that.
Yeah,
too.
We have been conducting these tests for 3 years already, and okay. we are pretty sure about tires and waste and plastics. The glass we need to take out first. There is machines in the market. We, our partners, they do, like X-ray. You can find glasses like this size also in the middle of the waste, and we take it out automatically. Yeah. It can be done with people, but we prefer machines. We don't like
right.
people, you know, handling waste.
Right. No, it's a good idea.
Yeah. And the overall goal is obviously to take waste out of the environment. So how, like, do you have like any statistics as to like how much you've improved that? Like how many, like, loads of trucks of waste have you done in like a month or?
No, we don't have this idea for the waste.
Okay.
And last year in Brazil, 20 million old tires went dumped into the nature.
Wow. It,
which means were not collected.
Right.
Okay, so it's a huge.
It's a huge problem. Right.
Huge. I think it's not only in Brazil, any undeveloped country, but even here, we have mountains and mountains of old tires in the landfill. Okay. Yeah, and
they don't decompose or anything. It's just...
Well, actually, it does very little.
Very
but
little.
It's contaminated small particle that goes
right.
into the ground. But it takes a lot. It takes a lot, 500 years. But there is oil and gases that comes out every day. Even when the sun is hitting the tire, it's not
it's
good
just
for the
very bad
environment.
For the environment.
It's very bad thing.
Okay.
Well, I think this is a really good thing you're doing. I like it. If our listeners and our viewers want to find out more information and to follow you, where can they do that at?
You can contact me through the website, Lixo Verde, LIXOVERDE.com.br. Or
on
LinkedIn, Luis Fernando Martinez from Lixo Verde.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much for coming out here. This is a really good
nice
idea.
Talking.
I'm impressed.
Thank you so much.
Okay, nice to
Thank
meet you.
Have a good rest of your conference.
Yeah.